between fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Prison yoga. Could it be one of the keys to decreasing the population in prisons? And why would that be important? Well, it'd be really important because people wouldn't have to be punished so much and they could be rehabilitated. I have just understood that over 20 prisons in the United States are now recommending yoga to their inmates. So, Dr. Weiss, I'm thrilled about this, actually. What do you think?
I think we need to do something, Holly. When you look at the number of incarcerations, so why is this a health topic? Because I have patients that children have gone, I have wealthy patients and their kids are in jail for drugs. I have poor patients that they're dealing with their children in the incarceration system. And it's not that just they're going in, it's that they keep absolutely going back. When we look at the numbers in the 1920s versus, now, we're up to, these numbers are crazy, almost over two and a quarter million adults are in U.S. state prisons by the end of 2011. So that's 7% of the population. See, when I think about this, Holly, it's also with Obamacare and everything else, we are sucking dollars into our prison system that could be going for preventative medicine, education in schools, and things like that. So to me, it is always a healthcare topic, what we're talking about. And the reincarceration of previous prisoners, them going back is at an all-time high as well, as I can't track down that stat, I will. But what the problem is, like, we had a high school here that my yoga teacher went to and taught a course, and parents came in to the class and pulled their kids out, stating a religious conflict. And this is what's coming up in the prisons now. When I think medically, Holly, of one activity that a prisoner could do to calm their mind and focus and heal themselves for a low-cost thing, it would be yoga. And I'm talking medically. I'm not talking about converting anybody to Buddhism or Hinduism or whatever. I'm talking about the medical application of yoga. But the religious piece keeps coming in as it's a violation of separation of church and state and whatever. I feel, look, it says in courtrooms, in God we trust. We put our hands on the Bible for our president or the Quran or whatever for a president or a senator to be inaugurated. I don't see the problem with yoga in schools and in jails. Am I off?
Well, and it's once again, let me tell you something. I get really fed up with this stuff because you can go into the history of yoga and it's called yoga, but what can we just take yoga out of it? What are we doing when you focus on breathing? When you are committing to postures, it's a form of exercise. That's all it is. Now, because you can do yoga type movements, and I'm really particular around words like this because it's how I get around when people say menopausal symptoms. I'm like, well, guess what? Menopause isn't a disease. And so therefore, there are no symptoms associated. There's no symptoms of menopause. There can be symptoms associated with menopause. And so, I'm a really just big fanatic and very particular around how people talk about these things. And I think it's the same way that we could do this. And yoga, sure, it's very connotative. Once again, it's like some guy's like, I'm not going to do yoga. That's like, I'm not going to do yoga, right? What, are you kidding me? It's when you're concentrating on your breathing, you are committed to a discipline of movement, you are holding stretches, you're getting increased circulation, you're getting increased muscle tone. Those are the things that then we need to focus on. We just need to be smarter than the average bear. You know, we just do. And so we can get programs and the benefits from, let's not call it meditation, let's just call it breathing, okay? I don't think that there's any school or any prison that would be against, or any home that would be against breathing, right? Mm-hmm. So we just need to call it what it is, break it down, sort of tease out the benefits and teach that this is what we're trying to do. We're not trying to cause more riff. We're not trying to cause more controversy. We're not trying to cause more diametrically opposed thoughts on something. We're just trying to get people to heal.
you know, the number is 4 to 5 out of 10 prisoners within 3 years return. And I think when you're failing that badly, which is a absolutely terrible number, when you're failing that badly, and again, remember, the population of the overall prison is skyrocketing to 2.25 million. So you now have 4 to 5 out of 10 out of 250,000, Holly, versus 4 to 5 out of 10 out of, you know, 500,000. We incarcerate more in the world. I think everything should be on the table with that. And I think just as I would have no problem with a Joel Osteen lecturing in a public school who is Christian by faith, who is a wonderful, inspirational man, like the Dalai Lama, I would have no problem, a wonderful, inspirational man who happens to be Tibetan Buddhist. I think yoga's history and success as a medical tool has to go to the importance of what that population needs. It's so broken and it's so bankrupt, and with all the private prisons and all the things that are going on, I just think that calmer heads need to prevail in this. And for my patients, I mean, my office has we have a Christian pastor. He works with my sick patients and my stressed and depressed patients and things, does a wonderful job. He also does all religions. He does Jewish, he does Buddhist, he does Hindu, because he is a compassionate, wonderful man. I asked him, Holly, about this topic. You know what his simple answer was? Will it help? Do you think it would help? Dr. Weiss, as a physician, do you think it'll help? I said, not only will it help, but it will dramatically reduce, I think, the in-prison fighting, the in-prison stabbing, the in-prison violence, the doctrines of nonviolence. And if somebody is going to a church mass, reading the teachings of Jesus Christ about nonviolence and about compassion, that can be reinforced in a meditation, breathing exercise type of format. And I think that these nonviolent type of therapies in prayer and in meditation, I just don't think that they have to be separated over and fought over at the cost of helping people.
Dr. Weiss for president. Dr. Weiss for president. Dr. Weiss for president.
Well, it's a medical tool, right, Holly?
Well, like I said, it's take the buzz off of it. Take the buzz off of yoga. You know, and yoga is the tradition should be honored. The teaching should be honored. The namaste, like that cool, you know, sort of still and honest place in me, understands and acknowledges the cool and still and that place in you, that honest place in you. All of that should be honored, of course. But when it comes to, hey, can we, like your pastor said, like, is it going to help? Can we call it something different? Can we call it, you know, can we call it focusing on breathing? Can we call it holding postures? Can we call it being committed to a discipline? Can we call it something else? Get around it.
Dr. Holly Harner, another Dr. Holly, was talking about the Huffington Post about this and said, you know, prison yoga, the practice is shown to relieve stress and anxiety while improving feelings of loneliness, as well as other mental health conditions. Former inmate Brian Scholes also told in that same interview that yoga became something that I could do every day to become more in touch with myself physically and clear my mind. All good things. You know, sometimes I think that there just needs to be room to compromise in these areas. And that would be my input there, Holly.
No, I think it's awesome. I mean, seriously, I think that this is something, and I know myself, and I'm not in prison. I mean, I'm on sometimes my own personal prison, and I think that's what makes a difference. I do have an own personal prison, like everybody else does. And when I actually am able to take in a class of yoga, it's pretty darn amazing how much I, just a little bit more calm, a little bit more clear, got clarity on board, and a little bit more compassionate. And so I say, let's go.